You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crony Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Max Bartos from the new Broadway show Sing Street is here. Carly Gendel and Gianna Harris from School of Rock and my musical The Perfect Fit is here. And Molly Lyons from Chasing Rainbows is here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I cannot believe it, but I am so excited to be honked at and flashed at this weekend. 6 months ago, I would have thought that would be like a horrible day walking around New York City or being stuck in a cab or Uber with a really bad driver. However, after almost 6 months of not performing live, I am beyond thrilled to be taking the stage safely at a drive-in concert. Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut is presenting a concert of music from my original musical, The Perfect Fit. I cannot wait for the perfectly distant concert at the drive-in this weekend. So, if you happen to be near Sharon, Connecticut, make sure to check out SharonPlayhouse.org for more information. Hopefully, it won't be too windy. Did anyone see what happened to the girl in the kite? Yeah, a little girl went flying almost 100 feet in the air during a recent kite flying festival after she got wrapped around the streamer. She's now being sued for violating Disney's Up copyright. I'm just kidding. Thankfully, she's okay. Not to be outdone by pilots, they reported seeing a guy in a jetpack hovering 3,000 feet over Los Angeles. When asking why did he do it, he was like, "So I was just trying to social distance, man." I do get the whole social distance idea, though. It's great to see the numbers going down in lots of places around the country. I'm really thankful that we have the technology that's allowed us to remain connected. I know, though, sometimes it can be hard and can feel like we're on our own, even when we're not. Speaking of on our own, here's Out Here on My Own. Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in? Believing is hard alone, out here on my own. We're always proving who we are, always reaching for that rising star to guide me far and shine me home, out here on my own. Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in? I may not win, but I can't be thrown. My first two guests are definitely making me feel less out here on my own, as they're part of my incredible cast of The Perfect Fit, a socially distant concert at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, September 5th. I'm so happy to welcome back Gianna Harris and Carly Gendel, two stars of The Perfect Fit. Hi, Carly and Gianna!
Hi, Josh!
Hi, thank you so much for taking a break from rehearsing for The Perfect Fit, a perfectly distant concert this weekend!
Yay! Woo-hoo!
I am so happy to have you both back on the Early Night Show, and I'm so happy to have you both in The Perfect Fit.
Double woo!
Can you share what characters you're each playing in the show?
I'm going to be playing Elizabeth.
And I am playing Alexandra.
Ooh. So do you relate to the characters that you're playing as they try to find where they belong in the world?
I'm going to be honest with you, Josh. I don't really relate to Elizabeth. Musical theater isn't really Elizabeth's passion, but it is mine. But that's what makes her kind of fun to play, because like at the end of the day, even though I'm not like her, like I still get to kind of feel what it is like to be her. And that's kind of an actor's dream, to be someone that they're not.
Yeah, I'm kind of exactly the same as Carly's answer. You know, my character is very like musical theater geek. She loves it. And I'm kind of the opposite of that. I do love Broadway and musical theater, but it's not my passion. So I feel like our roles as like people are switched for the show, which I think is really cool. And that we got to get to play like each other almost.
I think so too. I think it's fun to be like opposite.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song in the show?
My favorite song is Do It Right. Both of you here already know this because it has my favorite harmonies. It has very high notes for me to sing, and I like high notes. And it's the first duet that I have with Gianna. So it's the first time like we really kind of come together. Even though we're not really coming together, we're kind of fighting, but fun.
I have the same answer as Carly. I really like Do It Right, but I also really love Fly. They're both like amazing, and me and Carly are singing together, and that's so much fun. But I think Do It Right is at the top because it's like we're arguing, but like not really, but it's like fun. I like it. It's fun.
It's a really fun song, and I remember when I was writing the song, I'm like, I have this melody in my head, how do I put it to words? And it went through like an extensive amount of drafts that I had to write before I like finally settled on this like one idea for the song, and that's what I wrote.
Yes. Amazing, Josh.
My favorite, like I said. A million times before. Everyone knows it's my favorite.
What are you most excited about at the drive-in concert?
I'm excited for cars to honk at me. I'm really excited because I just want to know what it feels like. I'm so excited because it's like, you know, I'm so used to like audiences, like after you sing, they clap and you're just going to hear like a huge honk. And like, not like it's a bad thing. I'm happy for it to happen. I just want to see what it feels like.
Wait, do they actually honk?
I
didn't know that. I'm not prepared for that. I'm most excited about getting to perform in front of people again. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be able to like see people and get to like kind of see the reaction of being cars, but kind of like see the reactions to how what's happening throughout the songs and throughout the entire show. I'm really excited to get in front of people and perform.
One thing I'm really excited about is getting to perform live and safely, because this is the first time I've really, like, performed live in, like, a couple of months, which is, like, crazy to think about, because COVID feels like it just happened, like, yesterday.
We're still in March.
It's
still March.
It's the longest month
ever. We just started quarantine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm so, so excited to have our audience get to hear how amazing you both sound. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes. Let's sing.
Yes.
Yay.
Here we go. I've always loved watching you both perform, and I love how amazing you sound in duets. How is it working together?
Oh my gosh, I love working with Carly. Like, love, love, love. We sound good together, and, you know, we work well together. We've known each other for almost 5 years. So, you know, we've gotten to know each other's voices and how we work and the type of, you know, the type of like sounds each other have with their voices and how to work with each other. So we have a really good bond. And also I love Carly so much and I love working with her because she's so amazing and she's an amazing.
As most people know who like know Gianna and me, we're kind of different personalities, like very different, but what brings us together is music. And we both, I don't know, I guess just singing with Gianna really gives me a level of comfort where I know how she's gonna sound and I know how I'm going to sound with her. And that gives me a great opportunity to kind of step back and not focus on the music, but rather focus on the acting beats and make sure I'm looking at her when I can. And you know, that's what makes a really good duet is, you know, being comfortable with each other and, you know, being able to step away from the music because you know what you're gonna do is good.
Everything is made dark by the sun setting down. You think you have it all, but for once you found that you tried your hardest and you gave it all you could, but that stops no one, bad or good. You tried to give it all you could, but it never goes as planned. You thought you had nothing to lose, but that idea was canned. I'm just sick of it. I need to fly across the night, fly to greater heights, where the highest plane will never even go. Says no one can say no. Some things just cannot change, like the starry sky.
Fly across the night, fly.
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear you sing it live this weekend. It's going to be so much fun. Instead of clapping, cars are going to flash their lights and honk at us. This will be our drive-in debut. Speaking of debuts, my next guest was about to make his Broadway debut until COVID caused Broadway to pause. He is so incredibly talented. I'm so excited for him and can't wait to see him in Sing Street. I'm so happy to welcome Max Bartos to the show.
Hi, Max.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be doing this.
I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Yeah.
I know that you were supposed to be starring on Broadway right now in Sing Street, but unfortunately, COVID came along. How long have you been involved with the show?
So we actually did a developmental workshop actually a year ago from 2 days ago. It was pretty bittersweet, but that was like a month-long workshop, and then we had like 2 months off, and then we were back for the off-Broadway run at New York Theatre Workshop, which is such an incredible space, and the people there are literally the nicest people on the planet. And then we found out right after one of the matinees that we were transferring, which was a dream come true. I mean, it was always my dream to be on Broadway and to do that. And I mean, I'm 17, so to be able to have accomplished that is absolutely mind blowing. And like never in a million years would I think that would happen to, you know, me. So yeah, I've been involved in the project for a little over a year now, which is so cool.
When you were first starting out with the project, what was your audition experience like?
Oh boy. So I actually did, I think nine or 10 callbacks for the show, because it's an actor musician show. So we all play our own instruments. So not only did we have to like go in and sing and do our Irish accents and do our sides and stuff. We actually had to do a song on the guitar, a song on the piano. So I think I did Bohemian Rhapsody on the piano and Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2 on guitar, which was awesome. But, no, I actually had to come home. I was in Egypt, and I literally, it was supposed to be the day we got home. I found out that I got a callback, and I literally got off the plane at Newark and just like drove to New York Theatre Workshop for my callback. I went in, I was so jet lagged. I had like my little travel guitar with me, and it was the funniest thing. Like, yeah, I mean, it was one of the most like memorable audition experiences I've ever been a part of. And it was so unbelievably amazing. Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
Oh my God.
So do you have like a favorite instrument to play?
Yeah. I mean, I play guitar, both acoustic and electric, and piano. I mean, I just love playing guitar and singing. I mean, I'm really into bands like, you know, My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm always just downstairs playing the guitar solo to Welcome to the Black Parade or something. But yeah, my band and I, we're called The In Between. We actually have a song coming out pretty soon, which is awesome.
Oh,
yeah, it's called Death Has a Heart, and it's really cool. And yeah, we're very inspired by that sort of music. So, I mean, my first love is always playing guitar and singing. So, yeah.
In addition to Sing Street, can you tell us about your production company and any future productions?
Yeah, so I have a production company called Bartos Theatrical Group. It's based here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I am the founder. I founded it last year in February because I wanted to give teens the opportunity to be in a very like professional theater setting. And, you know, it was, and I also think it's very beneficial. And I've always had this philosophy that in order to truly appreciate theater, you want to come at it from all sides. You want to know how each thing happens. So like, I always say like, it's so beneficial to not only just be an actor, but to have done stage crew, stage manage, direct, do lighting. So we're all teen run. So we have, it's so cool. Like, I mean, we did a production last year, in May called Edges by Pascal Paul, is the song cycle that they wrote in college. I cast six of my friends to do it. And of course this was pre-COVID, so we could have had everybody gathered in a large group. But we actually had this, like, we sold out both performances in a few days, and we actually had to keep adding seats, and we kept having to tell MTI like, hey, sorry, but we need to update the contract to add more seats. So with that in mind, we decided that while I was here in quarantine, waiting for Sing Street to come back, I was going to do a socially distanced outdoor cabaret with a bunch of fellow musical theater performers, and my band performed a set, which was awesome. But, you know, we took in every single like CDC and World Health Organization guideline to make sure everything was completely sanitary. And yeah, it went off without a hitch. It was incredible. And we raised, it was all for charity too. It was all to benefit the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And we actually ended up raising over $1,500 for them, which was
incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's, it was a greater turnout and experience than I could have ever fathomed. It was unbelievable. And then while I was there, me and, he's actually the bassist in my band. His name's Michael and he's awesome. He's actually going to be playing Mark in my upcoming production of Rent that I'm doing. So we licensed Rent School Edition through MTI, and so we announced it at the concert. We, in order to announce it, we actually performed What You Own, which was awesome. And yeah, we announced it, and auditions were, well, today's the 30th, so yesterday was yesterday the 29th, we had auditions, and we cast the show, and it's an incredible cast, and I can't wait for our first rehearsal, and it's going to be unbelievable.
That's amazing. Where can our audiences watch Rent?
So, unfortunately, MTI is not allowing us to stream the show because only like 40 titles are available to stream. But for everybody here in Pennsylvania, we are going to be doing the show here in Lancaster. And the details about the venue are coming. But I mean, you can always check my Instagram for like where it's actually going to be. And it's just Max_Bartos. But the dates as of right now are December 18th and December 19th. And I'm so excited. It's going to be, and both shows are at 7 PM. So I'm very excited.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today and why?
So I'm going to be singing a song from the musical Superhero, which I saw off Broadway. It was absolutely mind-blowingly incredible. I heard Kyle MacArthur sing this song and immediately I fell in love with it. So it's called I'll Save the Girl, and yeah, here it is.
Do I have the strength? Can I find the will? Could I spring to action instead of standing still? Could I save her? What if I could fly with power and with speed? What if I had the brains and the knowledge to succeed? Save her. It isn't fair, the weak are always preyed upon and messed with every day. It isn't right, the ones who can't defend themselves are the ones who always pay. I could change that. I could change that. I'll save the girl right here and now. The only thing is I don't. Could this be mine? It's mine. taken, but that didn't go so well. This is crazy. But I look into her eyes so wide, her fear so recognizable and real. Do I just walk away and let the victim suffer wounds that never heal? I could change that. I could change that. Could this be mine? It's mine. I'll save the girl. Oh, I'm getting too unwell. Oh, it's best to never leave the ground. Cause once you take a stand, there's no more hiding. Once you lift your fist, they must stay. Gesture somehow moves her. It's hard to date the boy who's always hazed, and yet there's the girl. There's always the girl. It's time to make a difference. Time to let them know. Time to stand for something, time to let my fears all go. I can do this. So let this be the moment that changes how I'm seen. No more indecisions, no more living in between. I can do this. She's waiting for a hero, and I'm the one who's answering the call. But even as I think, I'm still sitting, doing nothing at all. I could change that. I could change that. Well, there it is, for all to see. When you're in danger, call on V. She is fearless and courageous, the kind of hero I could never. Didn't save the girl. But can the girl save me?
Amazing, Max. I can't wait to collaborate with you again soon. If you're in the Lancaster area, make sure to check out his production of Rent. My final guest most recently charmed audiences in Chasing Rainbows at the Paper Mill Playhouse. She's so amazing, and I'm so happy to have Molly Lyons on the show today. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
I've been, like, kind of, like, bored, and I've been taking a lot of classes. Not being able to, go to school was, like, really hard because I love school. Not being able to see my friends, see my grandparents because I do a lot with my grandparents.
Yeah, I really miss seeing my friends and family, like my grandparents and my little cousin. But I guess like this time really allows us to build on our skills as performers and as musicians and other things too. How have you remained connected to the arts during this time?
I've been taking a lot and lot of Zoom classes. I did a 3-week camp with Shine Theater Arts Project, which took up a lot of time, so that was a good thing, and it was so fun. So I've been going there for 3 years now, so it it's usually in person, but this year it's online, so it was still fun though.
That sounds like a lot of fun. When theater was fun, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Yes. I have two. I have Six, which I was like oh my gosh, I'm so sad, I can't see it now. And Mrs. Doubtfire and The Lion King.
Oh, I've been waiting to see Mrs. Doubtfire and Six for the longest time, and I was going to see it, and then Broadway shut down.
And I've never seen The Lion King, which is like a bad thing, I guess. And I was going to see it for my birthday. I already had tickets, and...
Oh, no! Then Broadway shut down.
Yes.
But hopefully when theater resumes, everything will be... Yes. Okay again.
And I can see Lion King.
Yes. Is there a performer who's inspired you to sing?
Definitely Patty Mirren, because she's from my area and she did the high school plays around here, school plays and everything, and now she's a Broadway star. So yeah.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
There's plenty, but the one that I think is like most, like, I don't know, like, I want to originate a role. I don't want, like, I mean, I want to play other roles, obviously, but like, I would love to like originate a role, because I don't know, just something different.
Yeah, originating roles, it's so much fun. When I did Forbidden Broadway, like, I really got to see like the developmental side of,
yeah.
Like previews and that stuff. And a lot of things changed between previews,
yes,
and opening. Like, some songs were cut. There was, I think, a new song added. But it was really, really fun and cool.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for, is it Friday or Saturday? Saturday. I'm going to see Perfect Fit.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
So excited that you're coming.
Yeah. I mean, we're that far, so it's not really a big drive.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Yes, and, so
yeah, for more information on tickets, you can go to shareplayhouse.org for those watching. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I'm going to be singing Happy Working Song from Enchanted. I really like the song because I actually love cleaning. And it just makes me like so happy. So it's probably like my favorite song ever.
And I especially love it because it has like that old like Disney song vibe.
Yeah, and not many people know it, but like I did like a Disney quiz with like my camp friends and they were like, oh, I love that movie. And I'm like, people know it? I was like, yeah. Oh, I've never heard anybody say, oh my gosh, I love that movie. And I was like, oh, I love it. And I've never heard anybody say that.
I really loved the songs in Enchanted. It's such a fun, cool movie. I really grew up with that movie, and also a lot of Alan Menken movies as well.
Yes.
But yeah, well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing this song. Here we go!
so much, Molly. You're so talented, and I can't wait to see where you perform next. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Carly Gendel, Gian Harris, Max Bartos, and Molly Lyons. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.